There's another side to the water story in Exeter. January 31, 2024. There's been a lot of noise created in Exeter about water bills in the last couple of years. Citizens complaining loudly about $300 to $400 a month water and sewage bills, screaming by individuals, grandstanding by politicians, and even an ad hoc citizens committee and Facebook page created called Exeter TWP Water Issues. PA American Water Company, PAWC, is the target of their wrath. Not content with just hearing the damning of a responsible corporate citizen, knowing that money breeds emotion, and that utilities are not a version of unfettered capitalism, I reached out to PAWC to get the rest of the story. American Water Company is a multi-state corporation with operations in 14 states and a division that serves military services. Headquartered in Camden, New Jersey, it has more than 6,500 employees and serves 14 million customers in 1,600 communities, generating about $4 billion in revenue annually. PAWC is one division that serves about 2 million people in roughly 770,000 water connections, across 370 areas in Pennsylvania. In 2018, there was a 4 million gallon release of waste into the Schuylkill River in Exeter due to a failed pump and a lack of redundancy systems. At the time of the sale, the township supervisors cited a need to spend $20-30 million to upgrade the facility to bring it into regulatory compliance as the main reason to sell. When the sale occurred, the supervisors passed the homestead exemption, which removed the first $50,000 of value of a property for purposes of assigning the tax on the property. The idea was to offset some of the known increases that were on their way in water rates. The HE was later repealed by the BOS in 2021, to plug holes in a bloated township budget. A telephone interview was conducted with Cara Rahn, Senior Manager, Government and External Affairs, Eastern PA, and Laura Martin, Senior Director of Government and External Affairs for PAWC. The conversation started with an explanation of how rates are set, and who PAWC answers to. I asked Rahn how a rate increase or reduction comes about, and she said, ultimately, the Public Utility Commission, PUC, is the entity that establishes our rates. We put out books and books of financial and operational data that document the cost of doing business. We present that to the PUC and they take about 9 months to review all of that documentation, along with different opportunities for parties to get involved in the case, such as opportunities for public comment hearings. We don't set our own rates. As there is inflation and price fluctuations, we don't have the ability to set our own rates the way that a corner grocery store can. We go back to the commission, and in this case we have documentation put before them that we are planning to spend $1 billion in system upgrades, statewide, through 2025. Doing the math on that expenditure, we see that if Exeter had held onto the sewer plant, that $66 million would have cost each household about $8,050. Spreading that across the entire PAWC customer base costs each household in Exeter and the other customers in PA roughly $85 each. While it does imply that we will also pay for other municipalities as well, which way is preferable? The total investment in Exeter of $162 million will be paid back over decades, not with the current rate hike request alone. Cybersecurity is an area of expense that not many people think of, but Rahn told me that PAWC is on the forefront in that area. When I posited that it would be quite a thing to wake up to no water, she put forth that the Al-Aqwa, PA Municipal Authority had recently been hacked by Iranian-backed cyber avengers, using an anti-Israeli message in their hack. Issues like that make cybersecurity a necessary and urgent expenditure. When I asked about what PAWC was doing to help customers with their bills, Rahn responded that a new method of calculating wastewater was in the rate request. It would take the months of December through March as the base to even out the spike that most people see in the summer through water usage of filling a pool, watering lawns, and other pursuits. I mentioned frequent billing cycle changes in Exeter. The Exeter Township Water Group has detailed that PAWC doesn't have a consistent 28 to 35 day variation in billing cycles. One month it will be a 28 day bill, the next month it could be 35, or 32, there is no rhyme or reason. Martin responded that the 28 to 35 day variance is approved methodology by PUC, it is in their rate structures to be used by utility companies. It is not a creation of PAWC. Rahn suggested that customers could sign up for budget billing, in which Pork would take an average of their bills for the year, and set up a plan that payment would be consistent month over month. She also threw out that one could pick a preferred date for billing, a date that fits within PUC guidelines. I learned a lot about the issues involving this perceived water crisis in Exeter from my conversation with Ms. Rahn and Ms. Martin, and it was as I suspected. PwC is not a freewheeling, rootin-tootin', Wild West product of unfettered capitalism. It is a public utility, which is closely regulated by the state of Pennsylvania through the PUC. They appeal to the PUC for rate hikes and occasional reductions. I'd assume they have to adhere to strict regulation from the state and federal governments that is costly, and yes, on top of all of that, they have to make a profit, as shareholders are required to be their first and prime responsibility as a publicly traded company. What amazes me is that the people of this township have no issue damning and shaming this company, which provides a necessary service, perhaps at a price that we don't like, but necessary nonetheless. But they have no issue with the township government owning a golf course that costs all of us $1 million a year to run, over and above what it brings in. That means that we are subsidizing the hobby of a small group of Exeter residents and outsiders alike. That's more than $120 every year per household. Nor do they have an issue with the township government that has blown through more than $50 million of the $96 million that we got in 5 years. Some of that money went to shore up pension funds and other worthy causes, but several million dollars went to frivolous pursuits like the aforementioned golf course. Why are people not vexed by this? Further, why are people so quick to damn the private corporation, but give the politicians who made all of this happen a pass? From our state senator Judy Schwank, who voted for Act 12, which enabled the sale of treatment plants, in 2016, to whoever the state representatives were then, to the BOS that approved the actual sale. Why are these people not being held to account for this? After all, had the state not passed Act 12, we'd still be in possession of a wastewater plant that would have cost us north of $60 million to fix, costing each family in Exeter more than $8,000, in addition to their water bills. It feels like selective outrage to me.